The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Good morning, Southern Mines! Boom, chakalaka, laka, boom, chakalaka, laka. Just in case you want to.
That could be racist.
Everything's racist.
Yeah.
Everything is racist. That's like what's the Lego song? Everything is awesome now. So everything is racist. Listen, good morning. It's Sunday once again. It is February 16th, 2020. And this ain't 2020.
Thank goodness.
Really. This is not mainstream media meatheads. This is us. We are them and they is us. We have met the enemy and it's them. I'm here in the great state of Jefferson with my sister, Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning.
Good morning. And our trusted producer, soundboard operator, and all-around great gal is back in the saddle.
Good morning.
Yay!
You guys have the enthusiasm of a...
An old
you know when you go to the restaurant and they're all the waiters are forced to sing happy birthday?
Yeah.
That's the vibe I'm getting right now.
I was thinking of the old Tom
Slick. That's what I was thinking.
Tom Slick cartoon.
Tom Slick! Yeah.
And the crowd goes wild!
Yay! Yay.
Don't worry, Marigold. There's no such word in racing.
Anyway, I digress. Wow, happy President's Day, everybody. Listening to you, KCNR 1460 and FM at 96.5. Tomorrow is President's Day.
It is.
You can go to the chat room at KCNR1460.com or call in at 530-605-4567. All of our shows are podcast and archived as well, and you can say that one breath if you want. You need to go to SOJ51.net and check out what's going on there. And we've got also in the studio with us a couple of special guests. We could call them holdovers, I guess, from the last
They're
show.
Special, all right.
Terry Raposa and Wynn Carpenter.
And the crowd goes.
And the crowd goes wild.
Good morning.
You're really good at that, Wynn.
which part?
The clap.
Hercules, no. Oh boy. Well, you know, you got to start this program with a little something because the political environment that we're in is like swimming in the Sargasso Sea these days. It's just nuts. But you know, Wynn and Terry wanted to come in here and talk a little bit about the upcoming case and then talk about the mudslinging race that's going on here with for the seat down there in Sacramento. District 1?
Yeah, the assembly seat.
And, the assembly seat.
But before we do that, if we could tell people what we're doing Monday night.
Why not?
Could we?
Go.
Okay.
Do it.
Monday night on February 17th on President's Day, we are going to have a rally. There will be no meeting at the church at 2570 South Bonnie View Road that is...
Remaining nameless.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a rally instead. We're going to have a President's Day rally. It's going to be on the Cypress Avenue Bridge. From 5 to 7 on the north side, near Park Marina over there.
Yep.
And come out, bring your flags, bring your signs, and wear your patriotic gear, and, you know, let's celebrate our president. And wear your Trump gear, wear your Jefferson gear, Bring your American flags, Don't Tread on Me flags, Trump flags, Jefferson flags, and let's have a good time and show people where we stand. Yes?
Amen.
Absolutely. I mean, good grief. If you don't know where you stand right now, you're probably...
Bring your kids and your grandkids.
Drinking too much scotch.
Is there such thing?
I don't know.
I don't either.
not if you're Irish.
Not if you're scotch.
You know, if you're scotch.
Scotch?
I happen to be. Hey.
I am now.
Oh, give us a little bit of that, folks. Come on, give us a little bit of that scotch.
What do you like for me to say to you now? Are we talking, would you like Scotch whiskey or, never mind, or a wee bit of everything? Yeah, I was watching some guy yesterday. You have to watch him. Well, maybe we'll do a little clip of Mike McIntyre. He's talking about, yeah, well, they did an investigation at Scotch, at Scotland Yard, and I got off scotch free because I had scotch tape on me.
Hey, how much time do we have before a break, Ashley?
4 minutes.
All right.
Okay, because when we do this and we start talking about the possibility,
it's going to take a while.
Yeah, it's going, and we don't want to have to stop. So because you know what we're talking about here is a situation of possible, maybe possible, huh?
Yeah, criminal activity.
Yeah, you know, and it's really important that we do this right. And according to the laws of the FPPC, which is the Fair Political Practices Commission. So we want to be able to either, you know, take an early break or something.
Yeah.
Can we do that now?
We have the technology.
You're awesome. Is that okay with you, Mark?
I don't care. Let's get into some nefarious stuff.
This is stuff that you're going to love.
I like it.
Oh, well, the thing that's great about this, and this is one thing I really love about Mark Kent, is the fact that once he gets passionate about something, everybody better look out, because this man will do the research. Him and his sister, Linda, will do the research until you know where every I is dotted.
Well, that's kind of like a Scotchman drunk in a bar.
I was thinking more of pulling fly poop out of pepper.
Well, there you go. It's like just start swinging, and whoever gets in the way gets an eye dotted.
Maybe the scotch is better. You need scotch after that.
Yes, you will.
This first song probably is pretty appropriate, these couple things that we got going in. So I guess let's go to break.
Let's just go.
Got a little pretty girl down the road, down the road, down the road. Got a little pretty girl down the
Smell past the midnight, those truckers, they all flash their lights at me. This highway ain't the very best companion, cause I know that's where else I'd rather be. The moonlight on the snow just sets me thinking about the way your smile shines upon your face. And I know this ain't the last beer I'll be drinking before I reach my final resting place. Oh, I wish that I was in your arms to sleep in, dreaming of the sweet love we just made. But I'm running down this mountain path at midnight, wishing I was in your arms again.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
I guess we got the Everything is Racist logo.
I couldn't help but slide it in.
I know.
That's why you're there, and that's why I'm here.
Right.
She's got the talent. She's awesome.
Hey, what are you saying?
She's got the talent.
Somehow I feel like I've been backhanded without knowing it.
With love. And scotch in my hands.
Scotch in your hand, yeah.
It's silly.
Scotch is the running theme, I guess. Today, huh?
That'd be alcohol abuse if you did that.
Kind of reminds me of the Big Lebowski when they snatch him out of the car. Hey, man, I've got a beverage here. Oh, boy. Well, where should we start? I mean,
well, let's start with the Sacramento Bee article, okay? Let's get into this because this could be really telling. Now, folks, we're going to present the facts on this.
Facts?
The facts. And I want you to call in if you have questions at 605-4567, 605-4567 if you have a question about this. But I received a flyer myself not
Me
too,
too
long ago, and I think all of us did.
Yeah,
it
did.
It was from Megan Daly. Now, it talks about Megan Daly and how she's going to protect this and protect that and protect this and protect that. And did I say protect this or that? But the telling thing is that where it's sent from, it says, paid for by Daly for Senate 2019, 9460 Tegner Road, Hillmar, California, 95324.
What row?
9460 Tegner Road, Hillmar, California, paid for by Daly for Senate 2019. Well, my first question was, how can they pay for this? What exactly is the limit someone can pay, Wynn? Do you remember what we were told?
Individual $4,700.
Okay.
That's so, a couple $9,400.
So we know that a flyer like this runs approximately 50 cents.
Ballpark.
Ballpark. And if you send 10,000 out, that is over $4,700.
Well, there's more than 10,000 sent
and
out.
And there are more than 10,000 sent out. So let's read what the Sacramento Bee said about this because they seem to have caught their error here.
Mm-hmm.
I'll hand this to Mark so he can look at the address up there in the corner. Okay, this is an article by in the Sacramento Bee, okay, and it discusses that there's been a situation where there's a Northern California voters have received a message in the mail from Assemblywoman Megan Daly that was presented as if it was paid for by her husband, a fellow lawmaker in the California legislature. Blending fundraising accounts between two lawmakers could represent a campaign finance violation, and a consultant who works for both lawmakers, meaning Brian and his bride, Megan, says he is responsible for mistakenly presenting the ad with incorrect information. A stamp on the mailer promoting Megan Daly says it is financed by Mark?
By paid for Dahl for Senator 2019.
So Brian Daly. It's paid for by Brian.
It'd have to be Brian Daly because.
Well, that's what. It's Daly. And so it's paid for by Daly. Now, the political consultant that works for these two, his name is Jim Nygren. He blamed himself for the error, which he described as a typo. I worked for Brian's campaign in 2019 and had his disclaimer on my computer. Okay. Nygren said, I typed the wrong Dally disclaimer into the draft. Megan asked me to correct it. Okay, so we know this guy typed something wrong.
Can I interject something? Just ask a question here?
Just give me a second. Let me finish this paragraph, okay? So, where was I? All right, so I typed the wrong Dally disclaimer into the draft. Megan asked me to correct it, which means she said, gosh, you made a boo-boo, correct it. But a computer crash caused me to use an old backed-up version, and I sent that to the printer without correction. Basically, it is a typo that came about because of some computer problem. It's my mistake, not Megan's. Now, the one thing I want to say, and I don't want to hear what you have to say, Mark, but the one thing I want to say about this is that he specifically did this thing to make sure that the wrong address didn't go on it. That was the whole crux of what she told him to do. Yet, he takes the old thing and sends that out, so that means that the specific task he was asked to do, he didn't do at all. How could you not check something when that was specifically what you wanted him to do?
I don't think that matters. If it's a typo, it's a typo. What matters is the money. Where did it come from? Follow the money. Which account did it come out of? Is the funds?
Well, we'll get to all of that, Mark. Okay. That's down the road. But this is an important. This is why this is an important point.
Okay.
It's an important point because this guy was supposed to correct this. In other words, what you're seeing was his task to correct it. Well, I'm getting there. But he didn't correct it. So if he's saying he's taking the blame,
right?
But he's told to do something, and then he doesn't do it, and he makes the boo-boo twice. How do you make the boo-boo twice? What I'm saying is I think he's a fall guy, okay?
Okay.
So then it goes on to say, he also noted that 100% of the funds paid for from the mailer came from Megan's account, and that in no way it was an independent expenditure, which would have meant that Brian would have paid for it. So that sort of goes to your.
Well, that's the real law breaking here. Is that if that's true, and that should be easy to verify. If they paid for it out of his Senate account, then that's it could be. Now, the question is what would be a violation? Is it that when they pay it out of the account?
Well, when I can finish the article, you're going to hear it.
Well, let's see. Go for it.
First of all, the one thing about paying for it and where the violation is that he just said 100% of the funds came out of Megan's account, didn't he?
That's what he said.
Okay,
yep.
So let's remember that.
Yep.
Okay. Megan Dally is seeking re-election this year and is being challenged by Democrat Elizabeth Betancourt, doesn't mention Dr. DeNuca, which is odd. In 2019, Megan Dally filled the seat of her husband, Brian, and had vacated after winning the Senate race. The Fair Political Practices Commission, and this goes to what you're talking about, Mark, which regulates campaign spending in the state, has not received a formal complaint about this mailer and does not have any active investigations into the issue.
Wyringa,
spokesman for the Fair Political Practices Commission, said he couldn't comment on whether the mailer violates campaign finance or disclosure laws. Now, here's the part that I want you to comment on, Mark, because I mean, this is really going to get you. Wyringa encourages campaigns to report any mistakes to the Department Enforcement Division so that it gets into the record that they did so and it shows good faith on their part. Megan Dally's campaign did not comment on the cost of the mailer. Okay, but we know she paid for it, right? We know she paid for it. Okay, the number of people who received it, which obviously if it's over $4,700, and I'm just saying if that actually did happen, then gee whiz, that hasn't come out either. And whether it reported the issue to state regulators or whether it believes it violated political disclosure requirements. So
I guess the question really begs, number one, where did the money come from? And number two, if they were really made a mistake, they would have reported it to the commission, but it was caught, and then they covered it up is what they're doing here to try to soft pedal it as opposed to being open and about admitting that they made a mistake, and it wasn't they right. didn't catch the mistake. Somebody else caught the mistake. Now they're backpedaling. Is that what you're saying?
Someone who got the mailer obviously must have caught it, or Megan Daly apparently caught it herself and then asked him to correct it. See, that's where the boo-boo is in that paragraph. She caught it initially and then had him correct it, but he didn't correct it.
I have a question.
Why didn't he correct it?
Why didn't somebody see that somebody didn't proofread these mailers before they went out?
I have
a question about that whole thing, too, like Linda just brought up. How reliable is
the source of the article? I'm sorry, I'm playing devil's advocate.
Sure. Because?
But it's Sacramento Bee.
And
it doesn't mention the doc in it. It only does Bittencourt. So are we on her team?
Well,
I'm just saying.
Well, here's what I think about that, and that's a good question, because this is the answer to that, frankly. They're going off of what happened in the primary of how she got elected. So what they did is the Sacramento Bee went back to the
this is
last
the primary.
Back to the last election. They went back to the last election, and they didn't do their homework.
They didn't do their homework about this current election where this is the violation.
That's right. Right. And that's where
so that tells you he's not worthy of the article.
Right.
And how much of this information is being spun, right, wrong, or indifferent, and how valid is this article?
That's where I'm coming from. I'm sorry.
And that's good. There's nothing wrong with that. That's good. But the whole point is that if he was asked by Brian, if this guy was asked by Brian Daly, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
To go ahead, or excuse me, Megan Daly, to correct it. Yeah. Why didn't he correct it? It
was. But we don't even know if that's a true statement. I'm sorry. We don't know that it's a true statement.
Okay, well, let's say it's not. So if it's not, then when they interviewed the gentleman who's a spokesperson for the FPPC,
right.
That's not true either.
I don't know. But right. I do know the FPPC can't give you legal advice. I do also know that she has to report where the money came from for that, and she has to report the expenditure.
Yep.
Otherwise, she is in violation, definitely. You have to report that.
Because you did that.
I do that.
You do that.
I do that.
Okay, so let me ask you a question then, because that's really good. Okay, since you have a position to where you're looking at it and saying, okay, did they violate something or did they not violate it? Okay, but according to the things we do know is that the address on there, who it's paid for, who they say it's paid for on the flyer.
The address on which one? The one in Hillmar?
That is their
tax accountant's address.
Okay.
That is the actual physical address, where it's whatever the name of the street, the road,
yes,
the city.
Tegner.
Yeah. Tegner.
That is the tax accountant who they have in employ for, and that tax accountant does multiple campaigns. So that is the tax accountant's address. But what it says in the title of it,
right.
Paid for by Daly for Senate 2019.
That's the question.
That's the kicker question right there.
That's different because that's not what mine says. So they all say something different.
Well, it seems to me that we would have to file a complaint to find out what the truth was.
That's true.
And that's what we need to do.
Now, there is a time factor, too, that she has to make that report.
Yes.
She has a certain amount of time to make that report. Hey, there's an error in my campaign. We need to file it. We need to get it documented. And has she bypassed that? Has that been exceeded?
Yeah, I'd have to check into. Yeah, you have to report things within a certain amount of time. They have scheduled reporting.
Yes.
And if you miss it, there's fines and there's a lot of stuff. But, yeah, there is, like, for supervisors, we have 3 different reporting periods that we have to.
And historically, this campaign finance stuff doesn't matter anyway in the long shot because then nobody ever gets prosecuted. Everybody hardly gets fined. It doesn't really even matter from that perspective.
Unless.
What's your unless?
Unless somebody goes into it and finds out that the money came from somewhere else.
Well, I'd like to know what the legal ramifications of that is. I don't know personally because
if we have a pack or not,
we might be barking up a tree that doesn't even matter.
I think the reason I thought it was worthy to bring up is simply because it does raise a question of integrity.
I agree with that.
And it raises a question of honesty.
I agree with
and
that.
And I think that that's some of the things that they've attacked their opponent on is integrity and honesty.
Well, I think that's really where you have to go with this, no matter
what. That's why I brought it up.
Yeah, because the real deal is that we know that she hasn't been very honest or have much integrity, period, in this election. And I'm not casting dispersions on anybody here other than her from what I've seen has happened with the Republican Central Committee and some of the mudslinging that's been going on with, you know, some of the claims that have been made in the ads and so forth. So, you know, the thing is that, you know, a lot of people are going to vote Republican just because she's a Republican, and that's it. And I think that they're missing the boat here on you know, if we keep doing this over and over and over again, that's the definition of insanity.
Yeah. Well, keep in mind, too, that the Republican groups throughout the district have not been having the Dalles show up. That's their party. That's their party, and they're not even showing up to talk to their Republican supporters.
I don't think. I think they think they got it locked, and I don't think they give a rat's behind.
And we have that issue across the board, even at the local level.
That's right. Absolutely.
I'm just saying.
That's right.
And with that, I guess we do need to go to a break. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Can I have a...
Two faces have eyes. But I'm Mr. Blue.
Shut up.
I pretend that I'm happy.
Shut up.
Oops, I lost you.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit fivestarbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Tune into North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Still hear you saying those words that never were true. Spoken to help nobody but you. But with love.
think somebody in this room would have rhythm. Just somebody.
Nope, not going to happen.
My name's Johnny Cash.
Ashley. Ashley has rhythm.
Johnny Cash.
My name's Johnny Cash.
What is an Irish Johnny, a Scottish Johnny? Johnny Cash. Come on, we got to hear it.
Johnny McLean.
That ain't a fire.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that's right. The Menkees. I was wondering if somebody's going to guess that. That was the Monkees, believe it or not.
The Monkees.
Well, that's not what it says in the chat
room. It says the Menkees.
It says the Menkees. Just saying.
Yeah, we're going to start a new show. It's called Name That Tune.
And how many notes can you name that tune?
Jimmy's going to slaughter at that, you know.
Yeah, he's been pretty good. He missed the first one, though. He missed the first one. Anyway, let's see. Where are we at now?
Well, in conclusion, I think after we've had this discussion, there's a lot of good points. First of all, we don't know what's true and what's not true.
Correct.
Second of all, what are the consequences for something that is highly irregular or illegal?
Suspect. Okay.
Thirdly, just because it happened and just because I think that the fellow that they interviewed, as far as him saying he made a mistake, I think that part's true. I think that he's taken a bullet one way or another. That's what I think. And whether or not they misquoted the guy from the FPPC, if they did misquote him, that's it. But I think that the bottom line is that do you trust somebody who gives this kind of excuse? And if you don't trust him, then why would you vote for him? So if something's not true or something has to be messed around and covered up or not, I mean, I don't think the article's fabricated. I mean, but it could be. I mean, who knows?
It's in the Sacramento Bee. That's what got me going with it.
But here's the point. The point is that all of that is still suspect.
Right.
Even if we didn't even mention anything, if you get something in and you have a flyer that's been mailed out to thousands and thousands of people, approximately at 55 cents a piece, there's no way you can say that is $4,700. And yes, maybe an individual should go ahead and find out and say, hey, we'd like to know where this money came from, the real truth of it.
I think we need to file a complaint.
And I think that's the avenue. So you would
contact the FPPC then. That's who you would contact. Yeah, mm-hmm. There you go.
And so.
Just ask the question. I mean, it could be completely innocent. It might not be.
Well, I know that the reporting date, when you knew something about when they have to give the report, is it like the following month or something as far as the amount of money?
No, well, Linda.
I would have to look that up, and I probably could.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know at State Assembly this time around because it's different.
Each time.
It's different periods.
Right.
And if I go out to my car, I probably could tell you.
I think our big concern really here is that, is this deep state people or not? I mean, you got the dynasty of Brian Dolly now, his wife potentially, she's in there and potentially staying in there. And, you know, they purport to be conservative, but at the same time, they seem to be very pro-union and very pro, you know, they get a lot of union money, a lot of outside money, a lot of big money from other states and other places, and her website seemed to be, you know, coming from the DNC server. You were talking about she's for more gun control on
Brian.
Okay, so I didn't catch the whole thing on that, but my point is, you know, do we have a pair of wolves in sheep's clothing here? And is this the good old boy network as usual? And that's my concern. I mean, I think that we've got to do something different here. And from what I've seen from initially, you know, what happened with her and Patrick Jones in the first election and how the DNC, well, it's kind of like the GOP.
It is kind of like the GOP.
You know, the way they skewed their endorsement here in Reading kind of took me back a little bit. I don't like the way that she's automatically endorsed by police, fire, and all these guys that are receiving these big packages in their pensions. So there's a bunch of things I don't like about her, and I personally would like to see some new blood in there, just because I don't want this collaboration between husband and wife and this dynasty building in Sacramento. I'd like to see somebody come in there. And she talks about she's going to go down there and shake up the Sacramento. Are you kidding me? Yeah, just like Brian is shooking up Sacramento, right, by reaching across the aisle. So I have a ton of concerns about her. Now, Elizabeth Betancourt, I couldn't vote for her if, she was the only thing left, on a deserted island that would give me water. You know, I mean, she's a piece of work.
Yeah.
But
she's a pretty open case.
Absolutely. At least she's honest about it. Yeah. My problem with
that's
the,
a good point. Yeah. She's an open case.
She's an open case.
That's the best point,
open and shut as far as I'm concerned.
Well, there's that. So, I didn't say how long it was open
but
for.
But my problem is that these people pretend to be conservatives, right, in my opinion.
So they're rhinos?
I think that's what you call them because, yep, you know, they tend to, and this is all about the divide and conquer stuff, keeping everybody divided. It's like the last guest, or the guest you had in your last, in your hour there, talking about, well, abortion is their big issue. Well, what if I'm pro-abortion, but, or anti-abortion and pro-gun control? What if I'm anti-abortion and government control of health care? What if I'm anti-abortion? See, they can use these platforms to be divisive, to split the votes,
mm-hmm,
so that people don't want to vote one way or the other.
That's right.
And I think that's my big concern here, because then what are you really doing? It's just like the music there, two faces have I. You know, I don't want to see one face here and then find out there's another face down there in Sacramento.
Well, the attack has even been on some of the attacks on Dr. Danuka have been on Fox News. I mean, they've shown it during Hannity and other times. They're showing these attacks on that basically Dr. Danuka didn't vote on certain things, but it's twisted in a way that how he voted, but they never talk about how he voted, just he didn't vote. And I think the crazy thing about that is, what are they afraid of? I mean, here's a guy who's a doctor, mm-hmm, who wants to run on all the right things.
He's self-funding.
All the right things.
He is self-funding.
Oh. So that means he's not beholden to a party.
Right. He's not beholden to a party, and he's not beholden to...
Well,
and that was that's my concern with Megyn Dolley. I'm sorry, but they're very deceptive.
Correct.
In their flyers, in the information that's going out to the people. So if you were to look at it, it says failed to vote. Again, like Terry said, it doesn't give you any particulars on that,
mm-hmm,
or what. And they make it sound like he's such a bad person. So people need to dig a little bit deeper and understand what's going on.
Well, and here's another thing. Okay, the ad that first started probably all of this was put out by Danuka, saying that she's receiving big money from outside sources, big donors and so forth.
And that's true.
And I was just going to say, I never seen anybody...
Ding, 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 ding.
I never seen anybody deny that.
She admitted it when
that's
she
what I'm
was
saying.
Speaking in front of the Patriots.
Yep.
She admitted she took money from PG&E. She admitted she took money from those
you
people.
Can look at it on the website.
She admitted it. I mean, so yeah, you're right. But what are they so afraid of?
Well, they're afraid of people waking up.
Well, yeah, and that's what people in California need to do.
Well, they're starting to in across the country, and it's starting to here in a lot of enclaves, too, because people are starting to realize that they can't trust the media, and you have to go outside in other sources, just like we can't trust this paper, the Sacramento Bee, because they're also slanted, and they're also biased towards one agenda or another. Finding the truth is something that you have to dive in for yourself and do a little research and homework to figure out what's going on. And that means that you have to become an informed voter. I know. Who would have thought?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. That's spot on, because that's the whole crux of it. You see, things like these flyers get to an uninformed voter. And when you see that, you're going, oh, this guy voted against this stuff. Well, he never, you know, they're saying he didn't vote, but the insinuation is, did you notice, mm-hmm, the pictures, too? On the
yeah.
You got to love the pictures. It's yeah, sort of like, gee, you know.
All they needed to do is put, like, numbers underneath
yeah, exactly.
each one.
Penitentiary face.
That's right. Yes. This is Paul, you know, P.K. Danuka.
Yeah.
He spent 5 years in Sing Sing. And
you know, all this crazy.
That's the point, is it's not about a truthful
right.
campaign.
Right.
You know, if he right. says something that's truthful about her, then immediately the smear attacks come back on him that aren't necessarily true, or at least twisted so that it's not revealing what the truth is.
Like, they're not talking about what they're going to do. They're talking about what somebody else, or fabricating what somebody else has done. It's implied. So they're off the hook as far as committing themselves to, hey, we're going to go down and we're going to fight for a fire suppression. We're going to fight for the water rights. We're going to fight for no sanctuary counties. We're going to fight for the 2A. None of that's being said by the Dolley camp on right. either part, either Dolley. So they're always talking and attacking the opposition. So all their money goes to attacking the opposition, but they never talk about what they're going to
and
do.
And it seems like they just don't have any money that they run out of. You know, that's the thing. She's been plastering the airways over. And so where's all the money coming from that? Is she special interest groups.
And those are the folks she's going to be beholden to. She's going to vote however they want. She's not going to vote how we want the constituents.
Well, so
even for the voters that live here within the district that vote for her, she's not going to vote for how you want. She's not going to do what you want.
The last flyer that just came out was paid for by Families and Teachers United, sponsored by California Charter Schools Association Advocates. Committee major funding from Charter Public Schools PAC. Not authorized by a candidate or a committee controlled by a candidate. Now, why did they put that on the newest flyer if they're not nervous about the fact that somebody made a boo-boo on a computer glitch? That's why, again, when you look at all the evidence, yeah, you know, maybe the Sacramento Bee is lying about everything, but you know what? Gosh, why did they put that down there? That's the first flyer that we've gotten that puts down at the bottom that not authorized by a candidate or a committee controlled by a candidate, because they must be worried about that, even if it's a mistake.
Right.
They're worried about it. Okay, so let me ask you this. You were saying there's no consequences. Well, then why are they worried? See, if there's no consequences for something, why would you worry about it?
Well,
you wouldn't
care. The consequences are you lose the election.
Right, because you're not being what?
Honest.
Okay, my point. So the deal is, so with this down here, so it does say not authorized for a candidate or a committee controlled by a candidate. In other words, my husband didn't pay for this. Is what she's putting on the bottom of this. Yep. My husband didn't pay for this. And the funny details at, here you go, right here, here's your funny details right there.
Yep.
Right
well,
there.
That's
so
a,
you
that's
can, you can Google that and find out.
You can also go on the state of California under political
action committees
and stuff. And the NICS, you wanted to know when the reporting period is. Her NICS reporting period is February 20th. Now, she's had a $5,000 expenditure. Are received, contribution.
Okay.
They have to report that within 10 days. Anything over 1,000, you have to report in 24 hours.
Well, and these PACs seem to just
spring up
out of nowhere.
But it depends on PACs. So with that, we're getting a high side.
Okay,
score,
I want to talk about what we talked about with
Trump.
The Trump, yeah.
That was a great, great, great point you
Let's
made.
Let's do it after the,
yes.
after the break.
All right. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill.
and once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision. In our 50 years in business, we've met many interesting people. One customer complained the car pulled hard to the right. When I inspected the car, I noticed a small bag of rocks tied to the left side of her steering wheel. The customer stated that on long trips, the rocks would counteract the pull. Problem solved. Only temporarily, though. The pull was easily repaired with suspension adjustments and a wheel alignment. Despite being told by another shop, the vehicle had major frame problems. Having confidence and trust in the professionalism of who is repairing your vehicle is sometimes the greatest struggle. When this customer has a problem with her car, she calls Coachmaster. If the issue isn't our specialty, I'm glad to recommend the best qualified company. After all, this is my customer. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Please lock me away and don't allow the day here inside where I hide with my loneliness. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love. Birds sing out to you and rain clouds hide the moon.
I hope Ashley starts doing the hula in the window.
You really don't want me to dance.
Hey, you're better than the rest of us.
Somebody got it.
What else?
Peter and Gordon.
Peter and Gordon.
Peter and Gordon.
Oh, yeah, I remember Peter.
Yeah, Peter and Gordon. Yeah, it's like I was fishing.
How come it wasn't
boat.
Gordon and Peter?
I don't know.
Yeah, alphabetically, it should be Gordon and Peter. Maybe Peter and Gordon sounded better.
I don't know. Back in the day.
Who knows?
Pete and Gordo. I don't know.
Pete and Gordo.
Okay, so I want to say a little bit about, okay, I heard in the State of Jefferson program, Jefferson State of Mind, Nick called in and he was talking about, you know, driving down to the rally with Trump. And I'm saying, start using the social media. Trump posts 4 or 5 times a day on Twitter.
Twit, twit, twit.
You all need to get familiar with Twitter. You can post on, if we had 5,000 people posting on Twitter about the state of Jefferson, you don't need a sign at a rally. He's got guys reading this stuff all day long on, you know, and it's going to get in front of Trump sooner or later if we just keep posting. So that's what I'm telling everybody to do. Start using the social media a little
Amen.
More. You know, get on Twitter, you know, and it's Trump at the real Trump. You know, so all you got to do is follow Trump, get on there, start following him, and you can, when he posts something, you can go to the thread and you could post something right there too, right under what he posted. And guess what? I'm sure that there's a ton of people at the White House that are reading all of his messages because they probably have to.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe if somebody came up with some clever stuff about, you know, a constitutional state split with Article 4, Section 3, and some real coherent stuff about how you're trying to follow the law and how California is out of control, and you're just trying to get back to a state of the Constitution being implemented in the state as opposed to the Communist Manifesto and the 10 platforms down there where Gruesome Newsom happens to be running the show. Maybe, just maybe, someone might come up for air a little bit and get on our team down there at the White House. You know, and he's going to get reelected, in my opinion, and we got 4 more years. So if we start a campaign now, we might have a chance to get this thing done while he's in office, if not sooner. And, you know, talking about the court case down there, you know, it's like 15 minutes on the representation issue, which is the – I mean, we formed this whole country based on taxation with no representation. And have you seen anything about that in the news lately?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, America was founded on that issue. It's the most important issue of our time.
Yeah.
The fact that we don't have representatives up here who are representing us in the state of California, or, you know, the state of Jefferson is what I should say, and we're not going to talk about it, we're not going to post it, we're not going to put it on Twitter, we're not going to bring it up with our elected officials just because they don't want to hear it. No, it's time to start getting a little bit mad and get a good mad on and start doing something about it.
Well, the problem is a lot of elected officials just won't answer the question either.
No, they don't want to. That's their. That's how they do.
That's what they do.
They're all slippery. If they have to take a position on something, that means they're on one side or the other. If they just give you the old slimy, well, you know, blah, 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 go away, little son, you bother me, then they're chameleons. We've had it with our sheriff here, Idaho Tom. I mean, hey, do you support the Second Amendment, you know, open carry? Well, I support gun rights. See, that's how they do it. They don't take a position. They don't say that they're going to make a stand for something. What they do is they want to get as many votes from both sides of the aisle as they can so they can stay elected.
Well, you're right, because when you're trained on a CCW, you're trained to have the discernment of when to use the weapon. It doesn't matter where you carry it. The whole issue is you learn when you need or not need to use the weapon. That's your discernment. Now, correct. If you're trusted, and there's 10,000 of you that are trusted to know when to use the weapon, who cares where you carry it?
Well, here's a question. Guns or no guns? Safer or not safer? If we look into the country, across the spectrum, carry, open carry.
45 states.
That's right. Are we safer retaining our Second Amendment rights? The average citizen out there, is he safer being able to defend himself with a gun? Is the country safer, or is the country less safe if they confiscate all the guns? That's all you got to ask yourself. If we get rid of all the guns, are we safer?
No way.
If we keep our guns, are we safer?
Absolutely.
But you're going to hear from a lot of politicians, yeah, we can keep the guns, but we have to follow the law. Well, see, the problem is, and we can get into that one, but which we won't, if that does come up, we will, and we'll show constitutionally and lawfully how the concealed carry is not only not a right and a privilege, but also, frankly, it's illegal.
Well, if they're going to follow the law, then they're going to follow the law of the Constitution of the Second Amendment, because it is the supreme law of the land.
That's right.
They keep telling us.
According to the California Constitution.
That's right.
But they keep telling us.
So the sheriffs are doing an illegal act.
That's correct.
Well, it's just like Tom. I'm going to pick on Tom here a little bit. I like Tom, don't get me wrong. But, you know, you ask him a specific question, is that do you support and defend the Constitution? Yeah. Then why are you supporting what they're doing in Sacramento? Well, I don't support it, but as a law enforcement agent, you will enforce their law? See, you can't have it both ways. You can't say, I'm for the Constitution, but I'm against the Constitution because the state said I should be against the Constitution, and that's who writes my checks.
Yep.
Now we have like 3 minutes.
Okay, they're doing
hand signals back and forth.
No, let's get a caller on.
We've got Jimmy. Good morning, Jimmy.
Jimmy. I would love nothing more than to see Mark Kent as a school or camp counselor. He'd get those little guys in order.
All right, you meatballs.
So, real quick, with all this disarray in the Megyn Dolly campaign with these suspect flyers and all this stuff with what the county clerk sent out, especially with labeling Dunuka as a
in Lassen County.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, the light of my life, Kelly, did a little research about Julie Bustamante, the county clerk of Lassen County. And now with Terry lately telling us about how much the city of Reading employees make, well, Julie Bustamante makes, as of 2017, a total benefit package of $134,440 a year. The average of Lassen County is $46,000 a year. So, you know, that just seems to tie in with the they're making a lot more money than they should. And I think, yeah, it's like the swamp.
Yeah.
So I think there's a swamp connection there.
Was that Kelly?
Yeah, I could hear it.
In the background, it was Kelly?
Okay, now,
yeah,
Kelly?
She's, you know.
Keeping in mind, Jimmy, too, that when Doc and I went over to meet with the Patriot Group last week, the Patriot Group showed us their ballot that they just received the day before in the mail. And it was that one-page ballot, that one-page document that had Doc listed on the bottom right-hand corner as a Democrat. So it had the other Democrat running, then it had the Republican running, and then it had Doc listed as a Democrat. He is an independent. So I fired off the picture to the campaign company, and they are working on that as well. And then everybody over there is voting for Doc as a Democrat. The people at the meeting said they're voting for Doc as a Democrat, even though they're Republican supporters. because they know that Doc was being screwed out of that. Now, to go back to the correction on that, the Julie Bustamante and her office were not going to reprint the ballots because they already had ballots in. They didn't want to have to redo that. It's not a matter of want. It's a matter of necessity. It's a matter of voter integrity. Is this voter fraud?
Yeah, that was
portrayed by their office.
Accident, right? That was just an accident in the print room, right?
Well, no. She blamed it on a junior staffer. Now, my blame to her is, why didn't you double-check, triple-check, or quadruple-check that junior staffer's work?
That's not going to queer the election, putting the opposing independent on a Democratic ticket in a very conservative state.
Yep.
Yeah, we're going to go out. And is there a way to do the election over again because of it?
Could be.
Could be.
Anyways, real quick, she's making way more money than she should in Lansing County.
All right. All right, folks, they're going to cut us off. We're going to a break. Thanks, Jimmy. You can call back in the next hour. This is Sovereign Minds. Stay tuned for the second part.
Pearl River swollen by days of torrential rain. Governor Tate Reeves has declared a state of emergency to gather resources and prompt some people to get out of the way. The river expected to crest to 38 feet above normal. The president of the largest U.S.-based flight attendants union says too many airline workers are struggling to get by as airlines report multi-billion dollar profits.
Sarah Nelson says some are nearing the boiling point and there could be wildcat walkouts despite a federal law that makes it nearly impossible for airline workers to strike. Nelson says workers are just being pushed too hard. She also talks about the reluctance of flight attendants to get back on the Boeing 737 MAX, which has been grounded since March after two deadly crashes.
Correspondent Jeremy House. The field is set for today's Daytona 500.
Ricky Stenhouse Jr. and Alex Bowman were already locked into the Daytona 500 in first and second, respectively, based on their qualifying speeds. So Thursday's dual races at Daytona set the rest of the field, with Joey Logano taking the checkered flag in the first event and William Byron in the second. Logano will start the Daytona 500 in third, based on his win, and Byron will roll off in fourth. For Byron, it was his first ever win at the Cup Series level. Reed Sorensen cried tears of joy after making it into the big race on Sunday, but NASCAR's first Mexican-born driver, Daniel Suarez, failed to qualify after getting wrecked out. Jerry Jordan, Daytona Beach, Florida.
President Trump is at Daytona, and he will watch the race. Storm Dennis is roaring across Britain today with high winds and heavy rains. That's prompted authorities to issue a record number of flood warnings and alerts for England, and for a few hours of red warnings, extremely life-threatening flooding, that will occur apparently in most southern Wales communities. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free.
Just pay shipping and handling.
No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-459-3174. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-459-3174. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. Call 1-800-459-3174. 1-800-459-3174.
The National Marine Corps Museum is commemorating the Iwo Jima anniversary.
The National Museum of the Marine Corps is marking the 75th anniversary of the Battle of Iwo Jima. The museum along Interstate 95 in Triangle, Virginia, is hosting a series of events the weekend of February 22nd. Medal of Honor recipient Herschel Woody Williams will share his memories of Iwo Jima during a presentation on February 22nd. The next day will feature an Iwo Jima-themed family day and a concert by the Marine Band. The 1945 Battle of Iwo Jima is best known for the photograph showing six Marines raising the U.S. flag over Mount Suribachi. That flag is on display at the museum. Keith Peters reporting.
Some famous people are celebrating a birthday today, including actor LeVar Burton. He's 63 years old. Rock musician Andy Taylor turns 59. Tennis Hall of Famer John McEnroe is 61. News and analysis at townhall.com. The Trump administration is announcing plans to deploy Border Patrol agents into so-called sanctuary cities that are hindering immigration enforcement.
The acting head of ICE, Matthew Albans, says he needs to move agents to the interior U.S. because officials in sanctuary cities are protecting undocumented migrants from immigration authorities. He says immigrants are released before his agents can arrive. A source says Border Patrol agents would be deployed to San Francisco, Chicago, New York, and Boston. The American Civil Liberties Union calls it dangerous sending SWAT-like units into U.S. cities. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Today is Sunday, February the 16th. It's the 47th day of 2020. On this date in history, 1868, the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks was organized in New York City. And on this date in 1959, Fidel Castro took over in Cuba. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Great song. Anyway, we're back. This is Sovereign Mind Radio, home of Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State. Your talk show radio.
Your talk radio.
Your talk station. Show radio. That's right, at 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. We have a special guest with us today, and he's running for
you get
Board of Supervisors. I know that. It's District 4. I can never.
Hey, it's four.
We got rerunning.
We got so many districts, it's like ridiculous.
Well, we got a lot going on. Yeah. Different. Yeah.
Yeah. So we have Steve Carlson.
No.
Carlton.
Morgan.
Good grief. Hey, Steve. You okay, buddy?
Yes, I am.
I wanted to make you feel safer. You owe me one because I put you across from so now you feel safer.
I've been playing Little League. So I was thinking baseball
sure
for some
Carlton
reason.
Carlton came from.
Steve Carlton. Okay. You don't remember Steve Carlton, the famous pitcher?
Left-handed pitcher.
That's right. I've been playing. I was in Little League.
And the Phillies.
That was.
Really sorry.
That's baseball. That's not Little League. And, you know.
I know. I'm sorry.
Know.
Steve Morgan. I knew that. I don't know why Carlton came out. Sorry.
He's probably wondering.
It just happens.
He's probably wondering how much you guys drink in the morning.
He doesn't want to know. That coffee's really strong that we drank, that Irish
it
coffee.
It was funny, wasn't it?
Yes, it was funny. It was
okay.
Funny.
Sorry.
All right. Well,
I'm sorry,
right
Steve.
Along.
You're up in District 4.
That's
and,
correct.
And that's actually my district, believe it or not. So I'm looking at the candidates, and there's four candidates now running?
Well, there's five of us, including myself.
Okay, so who we got? We've got
Patrick Jones.
Bill Chappelle. Curtis Byron.
Janice Powell. And Janice Powell. Mm-hmm. And myself. And Steve Morgan.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Very good. Well, let's just give us a little background, Steve. I know you've been the incumbent at the Board of Supervisors for, a couple years now?
Yeah, 3 years, 2 months.
3 years, 2 months. And, maybe give us a little background and get some stuff out there that you'd like to talk about first.
Okay. All right. My name is Steve Morgan. I've lived in here in Shasta County since 2004. I originally lived in Vallejo, California. I was born and raised there, born on Mare Island Naval Shipyard. Hmm. My dad was a supply officer there. My mom worked in the supply department.
You were born in Mare Island?
Mare Island Naval Shipyard.
Wow, interesting. Right there in the middle of the bay, right?
Yes, it was. We built submarines up the... You know what?
Wazoo?
Yes, sir. Up there. And
then
when the shipyard closed, I went down south to San Diego. My wife continued on with federal service and worked at the Marine Corps Recruit Depot. And then, lo and behold, after about 10 years, I got a call from my aunt up here, and she said, would you like to buy the house in the city of Shasta Lake? And I said, you bet.
Oh, wow.
When my wife came home, I says, guess what, honey? We just bought a house in the city of Shasta Lake. And she loved that. Well, she loved the area, too. I brought her up here many times. In fact, I lived with my aunt and uncle when I was younger, up until I was the age of 16.
Oh,
every summer, come up, and because my mom was a single mom. And sent me up here, and I had a lot of fun, learned how to deliver newspapers and play tennis. And
I was kind of on that same program. My mom was single after I was 14. My father died, and I kept getting sent up to Happy Camp. Just saying.
Well, we all did.
I'm not sure for the same reason.
Yeah,
we all got sent away for a while.
Yeah, we did. So, but anyway, so, you know, here about 2008, I decided I wanted to get involved with politics, and I became on the Park and Recreation Committee, and then it came up to the Fire Board, and then it went something else and something else and something else, and then the main one was LAFCO. And I was on that for, I was the chairman of that for 2 years.
What is LAFCO?
Local Area Formation Commission.
Okay.
And what they do is, like, say, the city of Reading wants to annex a particular section of town or something like that. Then they have to prove to the LAFCO Commission that they've got power, water, police protection, fire protection, and everything like they got. If they don't have it and they don't show LAFCO that they've got it, then they don't get that annexation.
Wow.
That's pure and simple. And with all the committees that I was on and everything else, being chairman, I felt that I had enough experience to run for supervisor.
Well, let me ask you this question.
Okay.
What do you think is the defining issue if you're reelected at this point in Shasta County?
Well, I really have two. Number one is the needles. I'm getting tired of people finding needles everywhere, all over the county. I see them in pictures and everything else, and this giveaway of needles, I think, has got to stop.
I think it's absolute insanity. I don't get it.
They're supposed to bring back the needles that they're given, but does that happen?
No.
We're talking about people who have a drug problem. You think they care about anything but their drug problem.
That's the thing. Here, we're giving them needles so they can continue the drug problem. That is insanity.
Whose program is that, anyway? Who is responsible for that?
I'm not really too sure, tell you the truth, but I'm going to find out.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to find that out. I mean, it's like, good grief. Who's responsible for giving out these free needles? Who sanctioned it? Is it the state of California? Is it the, where's that coming from?
I really don't know. But, you know, I'm reading more and more about it. And, in fact, I heard a piece on the news the other day. When I go down to Rio Vista, I buy the Sacramento Bee and I buy the Chronicle. And I learn more about what is happening in this state than the Record Searchlight ever puts out.
Maybe we could get a trace on that, because if I just went down to the park down there by City Hall and started, you know, giving out needles for free, I think I would probably get arrested.
Yeah.
So it has to be some
kind. You'd get a ticket.
Oh, I'd get a ticket.
Yeah, sure you would.
No,
I'd probably go to jail.
No, I'd probably get arrested. You're right.
They'd arrest you. Then they'd get a ticket.
That, and, you know, and the other problem is the homeless problem. And I don't know really how to stop that one, because what really gets to me is every time I see on TV where we have a cleanup, what do we see? New sleeping bags, new tents, new this, new that. Where's it go? The dump.
Right.
We've got to stop that.
Who keeps giving it to them?
Yeah, I know. That's part of the problem. We keep giving it out, and I'm reading article after article after article, and we're not the only ones that do this. San Francisco, Oakland.
Well, it's working well, isn't it?
Sacramento. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, exactly what they wanted.
No accountability.
Yeah,
never works.
Well, it's kind of like how it reminds me of my son. You know, when he's about 22, he's sitting there on the couch and he's drinking beer and he's watching TV. The lights are all on. Every electronic device known to man is turned on. And he's sitting there, and I walk in. I go, when are you going to get a job? And he goes, why should I get a job? I mean, I've got electricity, I've got TV, there's beer in the refrigerator, there's plenty of food all the time, and I've got every electronic device in the world working.
Yep.
And that's exactly what we're talking about. If you don't force these people into some kind of a program to work something, then what are they going to do? They're going to take the avenue of least resistance.
We've got a caller that's been hanging
for
a while.
Yeah, we do have Bob. Okay, we've got Bob on the line. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning. I'd like to go back a little bit. I'm sorry I'm a little late. I'd like to say something about Mr. Paul DeNuca. I've known this man 8 or 9 years now, and I trust him literally with my life. And this stuff that's being said about him, I'm very appalled over it and stuff. And, you know, I don't know of a better person, more straight person running for an office that should be elected than Mr. DeNuca. And I just wanted to get that in, and I want to thank you folks for doing a great job on that and what you're doing right now with Mr. Morgan, and I'm glad to listen to him.
Thanks a lot, Bob.
Thanks, Bob, for calling in. We appreciate that.
All right, so let's get back to this homeless thing. And
I guess we got to go to a break, and then we'll pick it up on the other side. If you have a question or comment for our guest, give us a call, 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Where the music sounds better.
Where the...
I can see her lying back in her satin dress, in a room where you do what you don't confess. Sundown, you better take care. If I find you've been creeping round my back steps. Sundown, you better take care. If I find you've been creeping round my back steps.
Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit fivestarbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Bill, Susan, you guys look amazing. What's the secret?
Our new Sleep Number 360 smart bed.
He chooses the comfort on his side, I choose mine.
We feel incredible.
Ooh, I heard about that. Can it really help you fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming our feet on either side.
But can it help keep you asleep?
Yes, it senses our movements and automatically adjusts to keep us both comfortable all night. I don't think it's a secret anymore.
Sleep Number. This is not a bet. It's proven quality sleep from $9.99.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Wind River Resort and Casino invites you to come explore our exciting table games to see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. Our knowledgeable, friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. With 13 table games and a variety of limits for players at every level, we'll make each gaming experience better than your last. More games, more ways to win, more fun. No one else in town offers this. All the table games details at WinRiver.com. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
I know it's wrong, it's a problem I'm feeling. If you're gone, maybe it's time to come home. There's an awful lot of freedom.
Steve's got rhythm.
That's right.
Hey! We had no rhythm.
It's the only one. He's the only one.
Ashley's
got rhythm, too. I got rhythm.
I wasn't doing anything. But we got a couple callers on the line. We've got Tim. Oh, wait.
I want to say something before we get the caller. It's pretty simple. Does everybody realize that as of this January 1st of this year, that Newsom has reinstated the healthcare penalty up to $1,700 for anybody who's not getting health insurance, and at the same time, they've passed the law saying that all illegal aliens get free healthcare. Now, just think about that for a minute.
That law, by the way, it was voted on actually on 8/27/18. Okay, and it was voted on. On May 20th, 2019, urging the expansion of county medical services program for non-emergency health care and for illegal aliens under the age of 26. And Brian Daly voted yes on that. He agreed with the Democrats.
So just right so here. I'm clear, I have to have health care.
Unless you're an illegal
if
you don't, alien.
Unless I'm illegal, then I get it for free.
Yes, right. If you're under the age of 26.
I just wanted to clarify it.
And if you don't have health care, they're going to penalize you
$1,700
this year for that. With that said, let's get to our callers, and then let's get back to Steven.
Yeah, let's go to our caller, Tim. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning. I don't want to change your subject, but I have a couple quick questions.
Sure.
First off, is Dr. Paul DeNuca, does he hold a public office right
now?
No.
He does not.
No, he's a private citizen.
The second question is, how in the world did these negative advertising about him, how did they get his voting record?
They didn't get his voting record. They got if he voted or not. You can get anybody's record on if they voted or not. And they never said
anything. But not how they vote, right?
Yeah, the ads aren't about how he voted. It's that he didn't vote. But the assumption is, you're making the assumption when you watch it, like I made the assumption when I watch it, like all of us do, that he voted a certain way. But that isn't what they're saying. They're saying he just flat out didn't vote.
Yeah.
You can get that from anybody. None of it says how he voted, ever.
Yeah, on the flyers it says failed to vote.
Failed to vote, that's all.
Failed to vote is all it says.
And even that's not accurate. And even that's correct.
So he is a citizen running for this office.
Yes, sir. He's a doctor. He's treated 100,000 people. He's a doctor, yes.
Yep.
Okay.
A good one.
All right.
I won't hold you up any longer. That's just what I wanted to ask. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it. Now we'll go to Richard. Got a question, Richard? Richard.
I'm here. Can you guys hear me?
We can hear you.
Oh, Richard. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Rich.
Hey, question for Mr. Morgan. I talked to you, Mr. Morgan, a couple weeks ago in Shasta Lake City when you were at that debate up there about the Second Amendment resolution. And you said something interesting to me. You said a supervisor must introduce a resolution. I did a little bit of research. California Constitution. Double check that Shasta County is not a charter county. It's a general law county. So I couldn't find anywhere in writing. Oh, also the California Government Code. The only thing I found in writing was that supervisors are the ones that are to adopt any resolutions. But I found nowhere in writing that says other than supervisors can introduce a resolution. So I'd like an answer to that. Appreciate it. Great show, guys.
Thanks. All right. Okay. Thanks for calling in.
Well, if a resolution isn't introduced by a supervisor, then it's not going to get enacted unless it's something that's coming down from the state, such as Sanctuary City or something like that, the board opposed, or but if it doesn't get introduced by the board, then I don't know who would introduce it, unless it would be one of our legal attorneys or.
Yeah, but you would an attorney can't put that out.
I know. It's a strange question, and I'm not really too sure that I really want to a whole lot.
This might help
that.
Out with it. Okay. And that is that Article 18 of the California Constitution specifically states in Section 3 that the electors may amend the Constitution by initiative.
Right.
So maybe the confusion is the difference between a resolution and an initiative. So
right.
What Steve's saying is that basically on the resolution.
Rich is saying. He's Steve.
I said Steve is saying.
Okay. Never mind. I want to clear that up.
Yeah, I'm totally clear on what I'm asking. Yeah.
Okay.
It's okay.
But honest. Even initiatives, even though those initiatives get voted in by the electorate, it still can be overturned by the governor or one of those folks.
Actually, not according to the California Constitution.
Well,
Article 18.
Yeah, but we've had it by the Attorney General. They said, well, it wasn't legal, and so therefore it's
well,
invalid.
What they did in the sanctuary is they said that they have the jurisdiction. The United States government has the jurisdiction over immigration, as you know.
Yeah.
Article 1, Section 4. Yeah. Excuse me. Article 1. Clause 4 of the United States Constitution specifically states that we gave the power of naturalization to the federal government.
Right.
Okay.
Correct.
And the states don't have control over that because we gave them that to do.
Yeah.
Okay, so since they have that to do, that means that the sanctuary city and county is illegal. And it's not only illegal according to the United States Constitution that I just quoted, but it's illegal according to the California Constitution. Yeah.
So which way did Shasta County go? We went the other way.
Right, to where you're...
Yeah, which made a lot of people
mad.
I had good friends that came up to me and said, I will never vote for
but
you.
But you stood for the Constitution.
Yes, we did.
And the California Constitution.
So you guys didn't support the sanctuary county.
No, they did not.
No, we did not.
And have you heard that there's quite a bit coming down on that just in the last couple of days out of Barr's office? They're attacking and going after. They got a special task force coming in on these sanctuary cities. They're going to go after these guys and start prosecuting people who are supporting it.
Well, what California wants to do is they want to get rid of Article 3, Section 1. That's what they're trying to do. And that specifically states that the California Constitution can be repealed, as I said, by the articles I talked about. But what it says is that the California Constitution and the state of California recognizes the United States Constitution as the supreme law of the land and is an inseparable part of that. So in other words, anything in the United States Constitution trumps, no pun intended, the California Constitution. So you were legal on both sides of it, on both the California Constitution and the United States Constitution. My question is, how come they're not in a position to where they should be, the Attorney General should be liable as a felony?
I think he is, actually.
He is? It's a felony.
Yeah. Yeah.
Title 8, Code Section 1324.
Well, here's another one, which I've been getting in a couple different forums. Sanctuary gun rights. And I'm puzzled on that one.
Well, that's because of Virginia. Virginia has the Democrats got control of the government in Virginia, and they voted that they were going to confiscate guns and get their ammunition and so forth. And the sheriff stood together and said that then we're going to create sanctuary gun right counties to oppose
same
this
way.
Because of the same exact thing, which would be then constitutional because they're saying we support and defend the Constitution against their intrusion of it.
All right. Well, that's a good explanation because I was kind of stunned.
No problem. And also you can stand on the same ground, Steve. You can stand on Article 1, Section 8, you can stand on the United States Constitution, the Second Amendment, and you also can stand on the California Constitution because they have to adhere to the United States Constitution.
Because I stood on the thing that I'm a Second Amendment, person, and I think the whole board...
Then why don't we have open carry?
That's another...
It isn't.
That's another story for another day, I think.
Well, I kind of want to talk about that, and then we'll go to Nick real quick, because the real deal is that if you support and defend the Constitution,
you really can't.
You can't say that I'm for CCWs, but I'm not for open carry, because the Constitution says specifically to keep
and bear arms. It doesn't say how you keep and bear arms. It says to keep and bear arms. And back then, mm-hmm. that meant, and their intent was, that they openly carried arms wherever they went.
Yeah, they didn't conceal it.
So now what we've done is we've watered that down to think that it's something other than it is, because it's easier to regulate, and it's a privilege, or it's a licensing issue from the sheriff to say whether you get one or not, which then circumvents the actual Constitution itself.
You have to get a permit. Yeah. If you get a permit for something, Steve, it's not a right. It's a privilege.
I understand that one. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And in the Constitution, I'm sorry, it says bear arms.
Right.
Bear arms. Yes.
Right. We can come back to that, but Nick
and then let's go to Smejere after that.
Oh, well, do we want to go to a break and then bring Nick back on the other side of the break? Yeah. Nick, why don't you hang on, and we'll get you on the other side of the break. We'll go to a break now, and we'll pick you up on the other side. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Orchard Nutrition Center asks, what does it mean to be local?
It's the Little League baseball team. It's a smile and a wave from a neighbor you've known for years, helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do.
It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center, caring about the people and the community that you call home.
Orchard Nutrition Center, since 1982.
We're all in it together.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Welcome to the Year of the Bear, Black Bear Diner's year-long 25th anniversary celebration. Black Bear Diner first started serving up bear-sized portions of family favorites in 1995, and they are marketing this milestone with a year of tasty specials, fun celebrations, and a continued commitment to give back to the community. Stay tuned and be sure to stop by the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Cypress and Redding all year long, and help us celebrate 25 years of
Black Bear Diner.
I got rhythm, I got music, I got my gal who could ask for anything.
Okay, you can stop now, Steve.
Ashley's a gem, isn't she? makes you want to start dancing. And
even if you don't have rhythm.
As long as they don't get up on the table to start dancing.
Oy.
Well, okay. We could play tequila then.
All right. Are we going to go to our caller, and then we'll go to Measure A? Yeah. Good morning, Nick.
Hey, good morning. I've got two questions. One is Measure A, but it's a yes or no, so it won't take away you guys' thunder. The first question I have, Steve, have you ever, as a supervisor sitting up there, thought or believed that the staff might be misleading you into a decision that they want slanted their way?
No.
You didn't feel like Danelle Ewert was slanting your decision towards social services when he falsely said that there was 1,000 empty beds down in San Antonio?
You didn't know about that, Steve?
I didn't hear. Well,
you probably ought to explain that to him, because apparently he didn't.
Well, no. He was sitting there. It must have passed on by. Basically, Danelle Ewert stood up there, and this is almost perfect quote. As I've said many times before, San Antonio was going to build a jail, and they decided to put their money into homeless resource services, and they didn't have to build a jail. In fact, they have 1,000 empty jail beds right now. And what? I called up San Antonio jail, and they laughed at me. They said, absolutely, we don't have 1,000 empty jail beds. I said, do you have 500? And they said, no. I felt like Danelle Ewert should have been called on the carpet like that, and I understand the supervisors didn't even mention it, but you don't recall that?
No, I don't. We have so many facts that come before us that sometimes, you know, they just go zip in and out. But
well, evidently that one did, and that's okay, Steve. Here's my second question now. If Measure A fails, will you listen to your constituents and maybe put a proposal back up that might be more palatable to the voters?
Yes, I think we would rework it, because I think it's very important that that Measure A passes.
Okay,
there's too
well
many things that are attached to it that would make Shasta County a better place to live.
Yeah, well, that's what I wanted to hear, and although you're not my supervisor, I'm going to contact you if it fails, and I'll give you, if you're willing to hear some of the thoughts I have.
Sure, no problem. Why don't you just move up into my area, then you can vote for me, and then we can have a better conversation.
Well, actually, we need somebody down in this area to vote against Modi.
Oh, okay. Well, I can't comment on that one.
Do you have a place, Steve, that people can get a hold of you if they would like to?
Yes, I do. My house phone is 530-275-1788. My cell phone is 530-410-1276. And I have an email at pamswm@aol.com.
Do you have a website?
I've got a Facebook, but I don't pay much attention to that for the main reason there's been too much shenanigans going on, and I've got somebody that likes to play on my Facebook that I don't like.
I see.
Hey, I've got one more comment.
Yes,
Steve.
Ma'am.
Yes. Anyway.
there you go,
okay,
Nick.
Whoops. Now I'm going to have to go to counseling, you guys.
Come on, Poopsie, let's go.
Okay, I've been vocal against Measure A. If it passes, you won't hear another word out of me. I'll support it as much as I can. Okay, well, with that, see you later.
Thank you very much.
For
I appreciate
in,
that.
We appreciate it.
So that's my question then was going to be Measure A for or against. Obviously, you're for Measure A, and we have some fundamental problems with it,
yes.
But you're for Measure A, right?
Yes, I am.
And why are you for Measure A?
Well, I think it's going to do a lot for the county. I think we're going to add, hopefully, enough boots on the ground to take care of some of these areas, especially the Sheriff's Department. Right now, the Sheriff's Department in the jail, they're working 12-hour shifts, and they've been doing that 24/7, and that's a little bit much. After that, I mean, they're getting a little to the point where they don't have the energy that they used to. If we can get Measure A to pass and we can get new deputies hired for the jail, so be it. Then we can go back to maybe normal shifts. Okay, up in the areas like Lakehead, Shingletown, Burney, and that, we need extra deputies. But
I don't think anybody disagrees with that.
And I think what we need to do is we need to get the deputies up there, and this is going to give us new money for new people, supplement.
Okay. The reason is that, you know, I'm not disagreeing with you. In fact, I would have put in there, we need to get as many deputies as we can. I agree with you.
Yeah.
Okay, the problem I've got is that you're giving 18% of this money to the city of Reading. And if you stop and look at what the police officers make in the city of Reading, I'm going to give you some statistics. These are real statistics from Transparent California.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, as of 2013, okay, we had 19 people over $180,000 in total compensation.
Okay.
We fast forward to today, and we have 68 people out of 98 over $183,000 in total compensation. Now, that's quite a raise. It gets better. Let's compare apples to apples, shall we?
Okay.
Let's compare us to Chico, Reading to Chico. And the reason this makes a difference is because when you look at what the police chief made in Reading, for example, he made $367,000 in total compensation. Roger Moore made. The police chief of Chico made $209,000. In the city of Reading, we have 68 people over the amount of $183,000 a year in total compensation. In the city of Chico, there's two. The city of Reading, we have 55 that are over $200,000 a year. $200,000 in total compensation. The city of Chico has one, the police chief. The salaries have gone. They went, for example, let's just talk about Roger Moore. Let's talk about Roger. Now, when Roger, in 2014, Roger made $260,581.35 as a police captain. 2 years later, $367,000. The raises have gone up about 40%. Now, I'm not saying anything against the police. I have police in my family. I have police chief in my family, my cousin,
mm-hmm.
back east. Point is that how can you possibly say we need 25 more policemen when they're making 40% more money than they did 4 years ago, when their salaries are the highest per capita in the United States of America, and you want to add more of them? It's sort of like Tom Brady. You know, Tom Brady sort of took a hit on his salary as a quarterback so the rest of the team could. You see what I'm saying here? You can't substantiate that. Now, you go over to the sheriff's department. We need folks there.
Yes.
If you have a forensic audit mm-hmm. in the county, we know that there's about $1 million there, unless you guys are really perfect. We know there's that's six deputies. How come we don't have them?
I think the real issue is, does anybody know for sure that the money's going where it's supposed to be going? Do we trust the people that are
in charge of our money?
Yeah, and I mean, I'm go back to the state of California is now being sued because they won't open up the books, and we're wondering why we don't have somebody that's going to open up the books to us to let us know where all the money's going right now in the first place on the
before
budget.
Before they collect any more money.
Why don't we have a forensic audit?
That's my question.
It isn't a matter of whether Measure A is, the idea is good or bad. It's never been that. The idea is accountability. Nobody knows. Joe Comenti asked me when I was talking about the AB 109 money. I called him when he first got elected, and he said, can you find out that information for me? And I said, Joe, you're right down the hall from it.
Mm-hmm.
AB 109 money is not affected by Measure A, is it?
No.
Okay, and so that's why when people talk about old money and new money, if you have money in the Measure A, it says existing jail. Existing. The word existing means stuff that's there. Part of that existing money that's there is from what? AB 109. Okay? So you're saying that if they get new money, and it seems to be enough, that they can't take that AB 109 money and move it somewhere else? That's just not the case. And that's what we mean by old money and new money. Because you have a situation where you can take the old money and move it. Measure A does not prosecute anybody for that. If it's Measure A money that's new money that's coming in, this isn't that confusing. If it's that confusing, then
no.
It shouldn't be confusing to you at all.
No, I mean,
okay, because you're looking at me like this is confusing. It shouldn't be.
No, I'm just kind of wondering where you're coming from on that, because when you're talking about the jail,
yes.
You're talking about the old jail. Okay, any new money coming in is going to be for repairing or adding to that jail.
What if there's money from AB 109 that's already doing that?
AB 109 can't be used for anything that's connected with A.
Oh, why can't it? It's being used there now. How can you possibly say that?
What you're saying is you're supplementing the existing money.
No, what I'm saying is that you can't do that. Well, you're saying you're not going to do it, but it's not stopping anybody from doing it because it's specifically in the bill.
Well,
when you say existing, Okay, when you say existing in
right.
the bill,
mm-hmm.
that means that an existing situation that you have,
right.
okay, that means that if you're doing something in that existing situation, that other money that's not tied to this can be moved anywhere
well,
you want it to.
What I'm saying is we're not going to tear down the old jail and build a whole new jail. What we're going to do is add extensions you're, on that.
That's not my question. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that you can manipulate and move the money because you can do it because AB 109 has no jurisdiction from Measure A. That's a fact. It's a fact. That's what we talked about when I bothered you at breakfast the other day. You remember that? You don't remember
yeah,
me calling
yeah,
you?
Yeah, oh, right,
okay.
Right.
Because you keep
yeah.
shaking
no,
your head
no,
like
no,
you're
no,
not
no,
getting
no,
anything
no,
I'm saying
no,
here.
No.
So I guess the question fundamentally is, let's not beat the dead horse as much as we're saying, what is the fundamental question? Is do we trust the Board of Supervisors with the new money? And is it going to be allocated toward what? Toward
the new money has to be.
It has to be. It's going to be a
law. Yeah, that's what we just said. It's the old money that can be replaced by new money.
Right.
That's the problem. We don't know what's going to happen with the old money. So we can't, again, back to trust.
No, but that's my point. It's the sleight of hand crap. In other words, this money comes in, replaces that money, and now we can use this money for anything we want.
No. Absolutely not.
What precludes that from happening?
Yeah, what precludes it?
Stops
that? There's nothing
in the measure.
That gives
us a guarantee.
Let him answer it.
Number one, we're going to have an audit at least once or twice a year.
By who?
Okay.
By who?
By an outside auditor, not something inside the county.
And you have to adhere.
And we have
you have to adhere. It's in the measure that you have to do what the auditor says.
We have to do what that money says we're going to do with it, that law. We can't. The auditor really doesn't have any power over us. What he's going to do
exactly.
is he's going to audit the money, where it went, how it was spent, and whether it goes to the law. Same way with the committee, oversight committee. They are going to be another facet where they're going to tell us.
Don't go there with that, because the oversight committee is people that you're going to pick out of the community. It isn't okay. I want to be one of them. I want to be yours. If you win, I want to be your oversight guy. And then I want you to tell me, as your oversight guy, looking over this, if I say, "Hey, Steve, this is wrong," you're going to say, "Okay, Terry, we'll make sure that's done." And you're going to say, "Well, you know, it says in the measure that I don't really have to listen to you or do what you tell me to do, or really, you're just here to sort of."
No, I'm not. If I pick you as a part of that committee and you say, "Steve, I see something that's wrong here," I am going to report that and I'm going to take care of it. I mean,
but there's,
if I don't,
there's nothing in the measure that says that, my good friend, because if you're not in office.
Accountability. That's where it
comes out. That's exactly right.
And that's where
it's not written
I stand.
I know that, but it's not written in concrete.
But okay, I think Terry's point is let me interject, is that let's say you don't get reelected.
Yeah.
And somebody else is there.
Yeah.
Does that measure still have any accountability?
No, because it's the integrity of the person.
Okay. With that, we do have to go to break. I'm sorry. I don't mean to cut you off. Steve, we'll let you say what you got
on the other side
of the break. So we'll give you out the gate.
Political suicide.
So this is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
This magic moment, so different and so new, was like any other until I.
As we remember the anniversary of the North State fires, Northern Valley Catholic Social Service would like to thank you. Because of you, NVCSS has served over 26,000 people in the North State. Because of you, children have returned to school. Our communities are rebuilding. Families have a new place to call home. People are healing. Northern Valley Catholic Social Service thanks you. Together, we will continue inspiring hope and transforming lives.
Have you been curious about the buzz surrounding CBD? For starters, CBD is not THC. CBD will not get you high and has no mind-altering effects. This makes CBD perfect for use during the day. What does CBD do? People are trying CBD for pain management, sleep management, anxiety, and other common issues. There are so many products out there, it could make your head spin. At Catalyst CBD, they know how confusing CBD can be and have the answers to any questions you have about different uses and applications of CBD. It really is about educating yourself. The experts at Catalyst can talk with you about the facts and the myths. They can clear up the buzz of CBD and make it crystal clear why people are trying CBD and coming back for more. Come visit the store on Victor, just north of East Cypress, and find the widest variety of CBD in the North State. Come in and find out if CBD is for you and receive a 15% discount on your entire first purchase. You've got questions? They have answers. Stop in today.
Better than the rest of us.
Of course, I got rhythm.
Hey.
I don't care if I can't sing or dance.
I don't either. I have fun. Yeah. I don't care.
I don't care.
So
let's
go back. I think it's obvious that we have a problem with Schedule A to a big degree because we don't. Measure A.
Same thing.
Measure A, yeah. Because we don't think there's accountability from the Board of Supervisors to do what the measure says it's going to do. And we're, you know, why is there not an audit beforehand that we've been asking for?
The forensic audit.
And then why is everybody opposed to that before we do this? And we have distrust in the past. And the other problem is that it takes 4 out of 5 to get anything done. So one person.
No, it takes 4 out of 5 to change.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, that's not anything done. It changed. So people understand changing the.
Once the measure's passed,
well, it takes 4 out of 5 to reduce the money. Reduce the tax. It takes 4 out of 5, and there's no sunset clause because they've got a bond issue. So, folks, not only are we in a situation where they're getting 1 cent from you, they're going to borrow money against it.
In perpetuity, and it just goes on forever. There's no such thing as a temporary tax.
There isn't.
What do you have to say to that, Steve?
About the
about all of that.
Well, let's start with the audit. Okay, you guys want an audit? I can give you a budget book. It shows exactly where every penny is going to in the county. I read it all the time. Of course, I don't have a mind that's going to recapture all that. That's why I've got the book.
Does it have a transactional report, or is it just large categories?
No, it's broken down to every single
expenditure
that's going out.
And it shows every single check being cut, basically.
No. What it's doing is it's laying out what is being spent or what can be spent by each division in the county.
So if a check goes over to the police department, it's just going to show the police department, and after that...
It's going to show is the police department or the sheriff has got a certain budget on, say, boating safety, or it's got life jackets or something akin to that. It's going to show a certain amount of money that they can spend. And then it also shows what they spent on the years before.
But it doesn't break it down to exactly what they spent it on.
It doesn't break it down like, you know, you go to a small club or something and they got every single check and what's been written and where it went. And
is there any way that we could get that?
Well, here's the thing, too, is that there has been widespread that there's about $1.25 million. About over $1 million. It's sort of iffy.
I understand, but is there any way we can get? And that's what a forensic audit would be.
Yeah, why would it be iffy?
If we had a forensic audit, it wouldn't be iffy.
Why would we? Can you get that so we can see?
You know, that's a question I can't answer you today.
I would have to go talk to some people.
Yes, I can.
Yeah,
that would be great.
Yeah, I could.
Because
Terry can call me here in about a week or so.
Sure.
We don't have a meeting or that. Or a lot of the people are on leave because next meeting is the 25th of this month.
Okay.
And we've got a dandy meeting coming up. So.
Here's another thing.
Okay, we're running out of time. I want to move on to something else. I want to ask, are you for the state of Jefferson? Would you support it? Because Les Baugh stabbed us in the back a few years ago where he said he was going to go in and support the state of Jefferson. The whole room was full of state of Jefferson.
They were out in the hall and everywhere.
Out in the hall and everything. And he told us he was going to go in there. What he did was he went in there, and I believe in a preconceived plan with other people that knew about it, and made it so that it could never be brought before the board unless it was a
It had to be a
4-to-1 vote. They had to get 4 people to introduce it back to the board.
To It was a three.
They voted, but they voted to make it 4-1 to bring it back up.
No, they voted 3-2, and it was David Keogh who read it. David Keogh read it, and it was 3-2 that they had to have a quorum, a normal quorum, mm-hmm. to even bring it back up again. That's what they did, and he read it, and it was sort of, that was the part that was kind of goofy. If you hadn't talked about this beforehand and this was all spontaneous, how come he read it? And Les looked at him and said, David, do you want to tell the folks read that?
Who voted against it?
Well, it didn't matter.
I think I was before I was on the board.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. So the point is that he said that it could not be brought before the board
again
unless three, I guess, I thought it was
a quorum of three.
Okay, unless three people voted to let it come before
the board. Let me give you my 2 cents worth on this one. Okay, I believe in what the state of Jefferson is saying. Okay, I would like to see a senator in every single county. I'd like to see the people down south remove some of those senators down there, because what they're doing is they're controlling the whole state. The only problem I have is, and nobody's been really to explain it in full thing to me, is how are we going to be able to get the money to support this northern end of the state?
The California explained it already to us. Do you want to hear how? Because I can give it to you real quick.
I want to see some facts.
And we got a caller.
Okay, well, why don't you go to the caller, and then when we're done, I'll explain it to you.
Okay. All right. Opal, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
You got a question or comment for our guest?
Well, no, just a comment.
Okay, go for
it. Your last bumper song, I think that should be the national anthem for California and the United States.
Okay.
And I think it should be played constantly.
What bumper song was it?
Stevie Younger.
Yesterday?
Yesterday. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. All right. We appreciate the call.
How about times they are changing?
All right. Thanks.
Maybe this place will change back the other direction for a change.
It would be nice.
All right.
Yes.
All right.
Okay. Bye bye.
All right. Thanks for calling. We appreciate it. Okay. Well, we only have a few minutes, so what do we have? Four minutes about?
Yeah.
Mark probably has a question.
Well, I mean, so going back to the state of Jefferson, okay, so you would support, if you would support the state of Jefferson, and you would push to reintroduce a bill before the Board of Supervisors to look at the possibility of the state of Jefferson happening if you had, knowledge.
It'd be a resolution.
A resolution, and if you had knowledge of the finances and how they could, how it would support itself. I don't think it's a big problem myself, because, you know, how California's going frankly, in the toilet now financially.
California already did the analysis for it.
That's what I'm saying. It's the money's there.
Yeah, the money's there. I'll explain to you how that works.
Okay. But would you support that to be put before the Board of Supervisors if you could get enough people to vote it in?
Yeah. I agree with it. The only thing I'm saying is the finances. I haven't seen the nuts and bolts.
We haven't had that question, frankly, for about 2 years, because Keep It California found out when they did the analysis, and I'll give you all that when we get off the air.
Okay.
But I'll give you all that. But that's not an issue anymore. It's not about the money.
This is another issue that's going on with this state that I'd like to mention, and I don't think it's been a thing, that Governor Newsom wants to do nothing but import all of our oil and gasoline into this state. He wants to get rid of all the oil wells and everything else, which is going to cost the citizens, you and me, extra bucks. I mean, it's going to break some people.
Well, then as a county, why don't we just stand up against it and say no? Why don't you withhold the taxes for property owners? I mean, who's going to have the stones to do that?
Let's see.
Yeah, because I think what we need in there is, like I was going to say, is a disruptor, just like Trump. He's throwing monkey wrenches into the deep state every single day, and I think that's what we need across the board at every level of government, is someone who's going to go in there and not go with the status quo. We keep getting people in there, but they don't seem to do anything once they get in there. Now, you got a couple of minutes here. Give us information about you, what you want to do, and your vision, and, we're running out of time. And this is a tough forum, so we want to thank you for coming in.
Well, I want to thank you guys for coming here, and I've got one tough guy over here that keeps asking me questions, and sometimes I really got to go, what did he say? you know, type thing, and call me up while I'm eating breakfast. But anyway,
we ate breakfast at 10 o'clock, brother.
Yeah, I know. But anyway, I'm Steve Morgan, and I'm running for re-election for the District 4 for Shasta County. And a lot of people that I've run into don't know where District 4 is at, you know, and I think that's one thing that I need to educate people on, but a lot of people don't even know what their supervisor is.
Well, the districts are laid out so screwball-y.
They are. And I understand that after this census count that they're going to redo the district lines.
Well, and then that's another issue. We've got to be careful. Yeah,
work both ways on that one.
Yeah, in fact, there's new information coming out, and I'll try to get to it next week, that shows that the Democrats are going to try to gerrymander everything in all the districts so that they guarantee the 2020 election in their favor in California.
Well, one other thing, I'd humbly love to get my vote out there and for you guys to vote no matter what, whether you vote for me or not. The main thing is for your right is to vote in this United States of America, even though it's starting to go the other way. But
and you want to give your contact information one more time for the folks?
Okay. Home phone 530-275-1788. Cell phone 530-410-1276. 1276. And my PAMSWM@AOL.com. And you
perfect.
Can get a hold of me, and I will answer you, guaranteed.
I guarantee it, too. He will answer the phone.
Thanks,
that's
Steve.
That's good to hear, because not all of them do.
Well, all of them do, but he
not
will.
All of them do. We appreciate you coming in.
You're remember, welcome. Amateurs built the Ark, professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, and force like fire is an inner servant and fearful master. You've been listening to Sovereign Mind Radio.
And this is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM. Have a great week, everyone.
Great. Thank you.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.